It is time. We want to welcome everyone that's just arriving. You're joining a group of young men and women who have been here most since last night, about 7 o'clock. Well, they did go somewhere and spend the night. It's been a very, very good week, a day and a half of insightful lessons for these young people. We're going to close it off tonight with an hour of singing songs of praise to our God in heaven. Would you all bow with me while we pray together? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We are thankful for the many blessings that you have given unto us. Tonight we come to you in prayer, thanking you for the opportunity that we have to come together and sing songs of praise to your name, to teach and to admonish one another. Dear Father, we ask that you be with us all and help us to sing with the understanding. Help us to sing with knowledge. Help us to sing with hope in our hearts that one day we will have a home with you in heaven. We are thankful for the safe arrival of those that have come, and we ask you to be with us through this period of study and song. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
First song we'll be singing this evening will be number 479. 479. Let's stand, if you please, for this first song.
Sin and sorrow free. 21. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Number six in the supplement. Number six. Magnify, oh magnify.
Magnify, oh 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 magnify, oh
All the verses, number 1 through 9. exalted. We'll sing all three verses of this song.
Title of these lessons was Life in the Son. And as we just sang, he was greatly exalted by the sacrifice he gave us. This song, My Eyes Have Seen Your Glory, is written from the standpoint of someone in that crowd watching Jesus as he was led to be crucified. If we could sing this a little slowly and a little softly, and then during the chorus, get a little bit of speed and lift our voices to God. Number 10.
Thank you. Number 29, the supplement. You are my all in all.
Perfect sacrifice, but he is also our rock. And as we sing this song, let us sing it with confidence, knowing that Jesus is our rock.
Oh,
397 in the big book. 397. Stand up for Jesus. While we sing, let's stand while we sing this song. Stand up for Jesus.
Speaking out a song, I thought this was going to be well. Things are done today.
Life in the sun. As we're living for Jesus, we all need to always stand up for Him, lifting high His royal banner. Sing all four verses.
Number 423, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Last night, Mr. Klein talked about the gist of his lesson was trusting in God. And I think this verse, or this song, rather, expresses the thought of the sweetness of trusting in God, how great that is. I think those of us who are older, or those who are older than me, would express the sweetness of that. And may we sing this song, recognizing the greatness of trusting in our Lord. We'll sing all four verses, and we'll sing this up-tempo.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise.
are one.
We are.
Number 33 in the supplement, in your holy sight. Number
33. May I be beautiful in your eyes.
Number 626. In the fourth verse, I plan to speed up.
Oh,
The invitation song tonight is number 297. We'll be singing that in just a minute. I want to say, first of all, how thankful I am to my God for the wonderful young people that have been a part of our studies the last 24 hours or so. Their love for God and for His Word and for praising Him, as you've seen tonight, is admirable and commendable, and it lifts up my spirit, and I thank God for you. I want you to know that, all of the young adults that have been here and encouraged us. And we hope that we've given something to you that has encouraged you in your life as well. Our theme for these lessons the last couple of days has been life in the sun, walking daily as a child of God. Our life in the sun is a walk. It's a daily experience in our relationship with the God of heaven. In the book of 1 John, 1 John 1 and verse 7 says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. If we walk in the light daily, we can have this experience not only with God, not only a relationship with Him, but a wonderful relationship with each other. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6, we're to walk just as He walked. John is concerned in that epistle with the progress of our lives, with how we're living day by day, with whether or not we're truly walking daily as a child of God. And so the things we've tried to share with you over the last 24 hours have been things that we hope will help you walk as a child of God. When I think about walking with God, I think about the example in the Old Testament of the man that we know as Enoch. And I'd like to go back to the book of Genesis with you for just a moment and read from Genesis chapter 5 and verse 21 starting. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 21. It says about Enoch that Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And after he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years. And he had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And it says again, and Enoch walked with God. When you turn over to the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5, the writer of that book goes back to Enoch as an example of faith, the kind of faith that we're to have today as we walk with God. And he says, by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him, for before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. So Enoch didn't see death. I've shared this, I know, in several places before. I don't know how many of you I've told this, but it's a moving account to me, and I think that it sort of brings to a head all that we've been trying to say to our young people in these lessons. There was a Bible class, and the teacher had taught about Enoch, and there was just elementary age children in the class. And the teacher asked then the children to repeat back the story of Enoch. Tell me what happened to Enoch. And one little girl raised her hand, and she said, well, Enoch and God were friends. And Enoch and God took walks together every day, long walks. Every day for 300 years, they took these long walks together. And at the end of the day, Enoch would say, well, I'm going to go back home. And God would go to his home. And the next day, they'd both walk together again. And they did that every day for 300 years. And finally, one day, it was at the end of the day, and God said to Enoch, why don't you just come home with me today? And he did. And that's what we're trying to tell you. Walk with God. Walk with God every day. And one day God's going to say to you, why don't you just come home with me today? And I hope you do. Are you walking with God? We talked last night about how to be born again. Are you born again? You're a child of God this evening. Have you been baptized in water? Have you been born of water and spirit? There's an opportunity right now for you to begin that walk with God if you haven't done it yet. You can come forward, name the name of Jesus, be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. Come right now while we stand, while we sing.
Forward to it next year. Let me take 1 minute to do some thanks. Thanks to the members of the Eastside congregation who helped to feed and to house these young folks, to the teachers who put all the time that they did into preparing these lessons. They have been great. To others who worked in some support role to help make this weekend what it was. And to you young folks, to my friends for coming. The test now will be to see if each of us goes out and lives a life in the sun. For those who didn't hear the lessons, they're on the website, Eastside's website. Go there if you want to and listen to them. We invite you to our meeting beginning tomorrow. Brother Bob is here, ready to speak to us. So come if you can. We'll make mention of this. We'll do it throughout the week. We have a weekend planned August 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's a weekend on shepherding the sheep. And there are flyers about that sent out to the congregation. It's one on our bulletin board. It's also on our website if you'd like to go look at that. Have I missed anything, Steve? Anybody? Talk about it. We'll have a closing song. Bill will come lead that for us. After that, we'll stand dismissed. Deacons, young men, if you can help put the building back together for tomorrow, we'd appreciate it greatly. And thank you all again for a great weekend. Bill. Please stand. Thank you.